Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Lauren Dabb, VP of Comics and Marketing.
Yes, and we're here talking AwesomeCon, the annual tradition that comes back to Washington, D.C. at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. It'll be March 8th through the 10th. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here again.
All right, well, before we get into the lineup, because that's what everyone wants to hear, start with like an overview of, you know, how long has AwesomeCon been going on in D.C.? I mean, I assume it sort of sprung out of, you know, Comic-Con was the big one nationwide, nationally known. And I guess the idea was to have D.C. have its own.
Yeah. So this will be our 11th year. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year, but still just as much fun this year. But yeah, you know, there's Comic-Cons pretty much in every city, but AwesomeCon is, well, awesome, and it's DC's Comic-Con. So our place for everybody in DC and the surrounding areas to get together and celebrate different fandoms and gaming and anime, and it's going to be a great weekend.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of the guests here, and we'll try to group them together for the ease of listeners here. All right. So for Breaking Bad fans, there's a ton, obviously, you know, deservedly so, one of the greatest shows ever. Who do we got coming from that show?
Yeah. So we've got Dean Norris, who is Hank on the show. And a really cool thing about Dean is that he is actually bringing beer bottles from his brewery that he will sign at the show. So that's a really cool thing. They're super exclusive. So if you're
no way, that's cool.
Breaking Bad, that's a fun thing. We've got Tuco, Raymond Cruz. We've got tight.
Sorry, he used to always just go tight, tight, tight when he would snort his cocaine or meth or whatever.
Okay, got it. And then Walt Jr., RJ Mitty is coming. And then we've also got the Salamanca cousins coming.
Yes, I believe it was like Hector Salamanca. I think he was the one in the wheelchair, if I'm not, that blows up in one of the seasons. I'll look it up.
And this group actually just got together at, I think it was the SAG Awards. So it'll be really cool for them to make a stop at AwesomeCon.
Right. That was a really cool reunion. Well, that's awesome. All right. And then, all right. So that's Breaking Bad. How about for Star Wars fans? There's legions of those over, you know, decades now since 1977 was the first one. So yeah, who do we got?
Well, this year we've got Hayden Christensen and Rosario Dawson, and that is a super cool guest duo coming. I don't believe they've been at a Comic-Con together. If they have, it's been a really long time. So that reunion will be super cool. And then along with them is Natasha Lee Borduzzo from Ahsoka. So that is going to be a really cool grouping for Star Wars fans this year.
Yes, of course. Hayden Christensen, of course, played the young Darth Vader in those prequels.
Yes.
Anakin Skywalker, we got to watch him go to the dark side.
Yes.
So that's really cool. And then Rosario Dawson, of course, was in Ahsoka.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah.
I mean, keeping it going for a new generation.
And Rosario's been in a ton of things. So we're actually also bringing out Tara Reid and Rachel Lee Cook for a Josie and the Pussycats reunion,
oh, cool.
Which I also don't think we've seen a reunion at any other con. So that is super popular. That will be a really, really cool reunion. That's definitely, you know, got a lot of nostalgia there. It's got a great cult following for the film. She was in Clerks. Like, she's been in so many things. So.
Oh, Rosario Dawson is that's a big get for you all. I mean, that
yeah.
was,
yeah.
All right, cool. And then how about for, you know, maybe fans of like animation or anime, you know, who are some of the cool voice actors that are coming?
Well, we're doing a Naruto reunion. So, we've got Yuri Lowenthal, Kate Higgins, Brian Donovan, Neil Kaplan. So a huge grouping for Naruto there. And then, we'll have Bryce Papenbrook. And, if you're into anime, you'll recognize his voice from Attack on Titans and Demon Slayer. And he's been in a ton of anime. So, you know, if you watch anime, just look him up. He's, you will recognize him for sure. But we're just super excited to have him at AwesomeCon.
That's very cool. All right. And then and any others that don't neatly fit into those boxes that you want to use as well? Because sometimes there's just, you know, some other great standalone things that aren't necessarily, you know, themed.
No, we've got a couple other cool ones. We've got some Daredevil reunion going on with Alakwa Cox, Charlie Cox, and Wilson Bethel. And then we also have Orlando Jones and Tom Kenny. He does the voice of SpongeBob.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Oh, well, that'd be cool for the whole family there. All right. Well, that gives me plenty to work with on the radio. So talk about, you know, from the fan experience, why in current, tell everyone, reach through the radio and tell them all they better dress up. I mean, well, you don't, obviously you don't have to, but it's so much fun to talk about sort of the cosplay element.
Yeah. I mean, cosplay is a huge part of Comic-Cons and probably the coolest thing to watch and see at Comic-Cons. But cosplay can be anything, really. I mean, it can be, you know, just a fun shirt that represents a show you like, to something big and beautiful and elaborate. And we actually have a spot on the show floor that's completely dedicated to cosplay. So if you do dress up, stop by. There's a red carpet there. There's a little catwalk. There's tons of meetups that you can join. There's cosplay on display. And then if you want to stick around and see the best cosplay of AwesomeCon, we do our cosplay competition on Saturday on our main stage. So that's where you get to see just like the most amazing, elaborate handmade cosplay up on stage.
Oh, so there's actually a contest. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, I mean, I think that's good for me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No, I think we hit it all. Oh, tell them real quick, ticket wise, like you can buy for, is it like a whole 3-day pass or individual events, or how does that work?
Yeah. So we have tickets for all 3 days, or you can buy a single day ticket for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We also have kids tickets. So if you're bringing little ones, you'll want to get that ticket. You can buy them online at awesomecon.com before you come to the show. They're also available at the door, slightly higher price at the door. So, you know, if you can buy them online, great. But yeah, they'll be available all weekend long.
Sounds great. All right, cool. Well, again, it's AwesomeCon coming to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, March 8th. Through the tent. So yeah, if you see people dressed up on the metro later in the week, don't be surprised. That's probably where they're heading. You can follow them down and, you know, join the fun. So hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.